The following podcast is scheduled for one fall on the home of Cape Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Hey, thanks for listening to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, brought to you tonight by Denny's in Cape Girardeau. Come for the Dr. Pepper, get a Coke instead.
How many Cokes did you have, Shannon?
Yeah, one.
About as much as New Jack.
That was way more.
Starting off good.
It's Wednesday, November 30th. We're almost done with November, which means we're almost done with 2016, which is great because 2016 sucks. Except for Cape Championship Wrestling, which was a great thing. One of the few shining beacons of a terrible year. And we're going to talk about that tonight with our special guests, Jason Wells and Lee Montgomery.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Welcome back, guys. Good to have you again. And, of course, the normal crew with me, as always, on Wednesday. Mr. 100 is who I am. Damn it! We take one day off, and I start forgetting my own name. Asa Gray's at the end of the table. It's the five-star man.
All five.
Dalton Anthony to my right.
Yo.
And sharing a mic with me tonight, Allie Abair.
Hello.
Who has to get really close to say anything, which is fine. Yeah.
So, fans, if you want us to not have to share mics, please go to our Patreon page.
Buy us more mics. It's totally worth it. We're the best wrestling podcast in Cape Girardeau.
Hands down.
Bar none.
By far. By far. All right, we're going to talk about Cape Championship Wrestling a little bit later. You guys had November Knockout on Saturday, and it was fantastic. We're also got some big, juicy news about January. I'm really excited to hear about that. But before we get to the good stuff, we got to cover the rest of the world. So let's jump onto that. Asa, starting off, and it's not a big week.
It's really not. This is a good week to be talking about CCW.
It really, really is. And something you don't have on here, but I do want to mention, Sasha Banks won the title again on Raw.
I figured, I don't want to talk about it.
Can we just talk about that for a second? Did you guys see that?
Yep.
Yes.
It's a great match.
It was a great match, but what do you think about Sasha Banks again?
Three-time champion
on Raw against Charlotte. Is it kind of ridiculous at this point?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, she'll just win it back at the Royal Rumble.
No one ever waited that long. Roadblock.
Yeah. No, she'll keep it for Roadblock.
She'll win
at least one pay-per-view.
Right? Has she yet?
Then Bayley will win. No, she
not
hasn't.
Against Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't think Sasha Banks has ever defended the title successfully, has she?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think every time she's
Because I think every
it,
probably only at house shows.
Yeah. Because I think the only defense she's had was against Charlotte because she just got a rematch in.
Who she lost against, of course.
At the pay-per-views. Which, again, I like the idea of her having like an undefeated streak at pay-per-views. But for them to just immediately be like, oh, well, she just loses on Raw and then just gets it right back, I don't care for that very much.
I don't either. It's like at some point you have to stop the feud and you have to let one of them take it and keep it. You can't keep going back and forth. I mean, how many times can they pull the trigger on a Raw title victory, Dalton? Well, you specifically.
Twice, three times. How many times have they done it? This is their third time.
This is the third time.
So they've done it, three.
Convincing fashion, she beat the just daylights out of her with that kendo stick. That looked rough.
When she hit her in the head, that looked bad.
Like, I mean, it really did look like Charlotte was trying to literally defend herself. Like she was actually afraid for her safety.
You even mentioned when we were watching that, it's like, oh, she's mad.
Yeah.
She's pissed about that.
Well, I thought, oh, this is payback for all of those times that, you know, Charlotte,
dropped her
on her head or did something unspeakable to her family. I assume she did.
You mean the legacy of Eddie Guerrero?
Because Ric Flair comes out and hugs her at the end, lifts her arm up.
That was a feel good moment of the year.
Yeah,
honestly, I was pretty happy.
I disagree.
About that. I'll be kidding.
Okay, no, I was going
to
be like,
if my sarcasm has gotten to a point now where you can't even tell when it's sarcasm, then I need to tone it down
like
a little bit.
DIY, takeover, turnover,
best match of the year.
Yeah,
we agree.
I was super
fantastic
excited.
Match.
Yeah,
they just need to quit messing around and give Nia Jax the belt.
Okay, well, on to something else.
I love Nia Jax.
Yeah. I honestly,
that's what I was thinking, like, especially when you mentioned, like, oh, it's no DQ, false count anywhere.
Nia is just gonna come
obliterator, and then Charlotte keeps the belt and moves on a feud with whoever, and then Bayley. That's where because last week they set up the Nia-Sasha feud.
Well, that's the part I don't understand. So they set up Nia Jax versus Sasha, they set up Bayley versus Charlotte, this week they give us Charlotte versus Sasha, which Charlotte loses the title. You assume now Sasha's going to go on to fight Nia Jax. Bayley's going to move on to Charlotte, but
Charlotte has to have a rematch, and it's probably going to be. That's what I want to see is Sasha be like, "No, you get your rematch, but it's on Raw. I'm the champion. I say when it is. It's tonight."
Because she's like the Undertaker at WrestleMania. You fight Charlotte at a pay per view. It's like fighting a whole different demon.
Since we're on Raw, if we just want to run through, because the only other two things that I wanted to mention were Paul Heyman announced Brock Lesnar is in the Royal Rumble,
which. I don't like,
I don't
personally.
Either. I don't like
a dead giveaway.
I mean, yeah.
It was better than him doing a run in like they did the first
time. That's honestly what I was expecting.
At least let them be in there so they can throw each other out.
And you're going to have that cool moment, though, where Goldberg's, I'm assuming, is already in the ring. Lesnar's going to come in. They're going to have to stand off. The crowd's going to go nuts.
And then James Ellsworth is going to come in
and push both them out.
Yep.
Yeah. Maven's going to come back and get the surprise toss out.
Because
he's
tough enough.
I don't want to see that feud keep going.
It has to. There's no way in hell Brock Lesnar's going to lose in 1:30. By the way, now that we get you guys on here, what did you think of that? Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg?
I didn't like Goldberg in WCW, and I don't like him in the WWE.
It's just money. It's just setting up WrestleMania for them to fight. So, I mean, they have to set up something they always build about a year in advance or 6 months in advance. So it kind of makes sense for one of their main events to happen. And set up right before the Royal Rumble. So I was good with it. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. It was a surprise, but
I think that's good in itself though.
Yeah,
it is.
If they can surprise the guys that watch it all the time, then, that's cool.
It's really hard to surprise us as wrestling fans. You know, it's really hard to make us go, oh wow. And that was one of those moments,
I feel like the payoff match at WrestleMania should be some kind of like extreme rules or something a little different than just a 1-on-1 match.
Maybe a bunkhouse brawl match on the highway, like bunkhouse buck.
Where they're on the moving semi?
Yes, versus Dustin Rhodes.
Let's do a scaffold match.
Scaffold match?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get kill Vic James Grimes Cornette.
What was that triple tier cage from Ready to Rumble?
Oh, God. Was it the Tower of Doom?
That was a thing in WCW, yeah. But no, I know what you're talking about.
I think it was just the triple cage.
Which they then put into WCW for like one match because they thought it was a cool concept.
Didn't Jeff Jarrett win that?
David Arquette won, yeah.
That was when he won the championship.
Slap nuts?
No. Arquette won it in a tag match.
Maybe he defended it.
Yeah.
But I know David Arquette was standing there holding the title because that is a image that is burned into my memory.
No, that's from the movie. No, it's not. That might have happened in real life.
Dalton Smelling Toast.
One of the greatest wrestling movies of all time, by the way, Ali.
And he's not wrong.
Yeah, I am. I was joking.
Yeah, no.
It's such a great movie.
All right, Dalton, what's the best wrestling movie of all time?
Ready to Rumble. I just answered it.
No.
It's currently on sale for iTunes for like $6.99. Bought it.
Ready to Rumble?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's for sale?
Yeah.
Of course. No, they just burned all the copies.
I'm a big fan of Beyond the Mat.
Oh yeah. We used to have a running joke. We used to have a running joke with Zach Price.
I went to the theater and saw both of them, but when Jake the Snake finds the chocolate in his coat, it's probably the single funniest moment.
He
then traded that chocolate for Coke.
I think it was, but mixed with doo-doo. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't say doo-doo, right?
Yeah, did you say he found chocolate in his coat?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said
he did.
He opens it up and he's like, what the? What is this?
There was a part of me that thought you said he found chocolate in his Coke.
He traded it for Coke.
It would be easier to find.
Yeah. Asa, what's the best wrestling movie of all time?
I like The Wrestler. I know it's not a documentary or anything. But
well, that's what I was going. I was thinking The Wrestler was probably the best wrestling movie of all time.
I really like the Sheep documentary.
I mean, there was one documentary I watched that was really, really good. I can't remember what it was.
Wrestling with Shadows?
Lipstick and Dynamite.
Oh, that was a good one too. Yeah.
That about women's wrestling.
Slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really, really good. I mean, there's just some good ones.
Has anyone seen the ECW one they just put up on the network?
No. I haven't watched it
Apparently there's, they were going to do just a full on documentary, but they scrapped it. So they just kind of took what they already had and put it on the network.
And they put, Taz did some stuff for
that. Yeah. Taz was on it. He's on like the panel, Tommy Dreamer, like the Dudleys.
Taz is a strange looking guy now. He, with that big body and that little head, he reminds me of those old Power Rangers that you flip the heads.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, Goomba from Super Mario movie.
Killer Croc?
Didn't Taz like have some legitimate beef with WWE when he left?
I don't think
so. So it seemed like really odd that
he left for the greener pastures of TNA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the grass is gone over there now. It's a damn desert, I can assure you.
AstroTurf.
No, but I finally watched The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and I really, really liked that movie.
Even with Redacted?
Aside from me yelling at the screen that one time, but I actually really, really liked that movie.
I watched a documentary. I think Lee posted it, actually. I watched it about a week ago about the Tournament of Death.
Oh, yes, the Vice documentary.
Yeah, that was really good.
The
CZW. That was.
I didn't see it.
It was good.
It's really good. Masada. Matt, is it Tremont? Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Tremont.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There was a part in that documentary, and it's free online. You just look it up.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
There's a part where a guy gets this thing stuck in his head.
Nope.
And they hammer it in.
So.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
No, please. So excited.
No, you need to hear it.
So is this like a parental advisory thing now? Like if you got kids listening to this, you may want to.
Just stop. Just don't use profane language. I think you can describe it.
So here's the thing. We used it last week.
So, like, you can imagine this little round disc, and it's on the other side of this disc, there is, like, probably a solid 30 little metal blades. And
yes.
They said in the documentary it's used for, like, molding, like, fake flowers. So this guy gets hit in the head, like, pounded into his forehead.
Yeah.
And it gets stuck in there through the match. And then they show you... backstage that they're trying to get this out of his head and the guy can't pull it out. So he gets like a pliers and tries to pull it out and he still can't pull it out. So you see him try to stand on top of a chair
and just yank up
and just keep yank. And you literally see,
you see the
guy's
skin and his head just pulling up because it can't, it won't come out.
Hard pass.
It was gross. Man.
I like Ready to Rumble.
Still Ready to Rumble just feels grosser to me.
Just on an emotional level.
Yeah. It broke me in all kinds of ways. I mean, come on.
Shout out to DJ Hyde from CZW.
And John Cena. John Cena's in that movie.
Yep.
No, we're still talking about the Vice documentary.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
No, he's not in that one. I don't think John Cena's in that one.
All right. This is going to drive me crazy. Help me out. The guy that played Oliver Platt.
Yeah.
When your movie has Oliver Platt as your best wrestler, something is wrong with your movie.
I will rule you.
It's just
ground me.
It's just like the movie Roadhouse. You mean Patrick Swayze is the best like bouncer of all time?
I would believe Patrick Swayze is a bouncer more than Oliver Platt as a wrestler named the King. Come on. Anyway,
I know a king that's the same.
The other thing from Raw that I thought was worth mentioning is because New Day is still doing the whole they have to cheat to win because they're going after the Demolition record. This week they went up against Gallows and Anderson. And it feels like they did it in reverse order, because last week, who was?
It was Cesaro and
Sheamus. Cesaro and Sheamus. Like, so last week they had a cheat to beat Cesaro and Sheamus. This week they had a cheat to beat Gallows and Anderson, but it was immediately after, Anderson tried to hold the tights for a pin. And that doesn't make sense. So, and then Xavier Woods just holds his tights. And even, Corey Graves, who is very staunchly anti-New Day, is like, well, yeah, turnabout's fair play. Like, they cheated first, so they cheated. That seems like it, you should have had that be the first match and then have them blatantly cheat to keep away from Cesaro Sheamus.
Yeah. And
if it feels like they're trying to build towards them.
I have no idea what they're doing with the tag team.
Turning.
I know they're just trying to keep it until the, you know, after
to beat
the championship
Demolition.
To, you know, to
see,
get
I have
the
this
concussions
horrible
off
feeling
there.
Though.
They're just going to take it away from
they're
them.
They're going to take away from them right before it. I have this feeling that right before, and that's going to be their gimmick.
Cause usually that's what they do is like, anytime they mention the record, it's because they don't beat it.
Yeah, and they're always trying to screw over the people that are – it's like they have this condition where they have to screw over people that are over.
But at the same time, isn't – I think it was the last time when you guys were on talking about, like, isn't Demolition involved in that suit against WWE?
I think they're, like, the main people that started it.
So I could see, I could absolutely see Vince, like, okay, you're going to sue me. Well, the one thing – your one big claim to fame anymore, we're going to take that
LOD
away from
knockoffs.
Yeah.
That actually did pretty – I mean – I'll be honest with you. I didn't know anything about Legion of Doom when I was younger with the Road Warriors because when I was younger, all I had was Coliseum videos. That was all I watched with wrestling. Yep. So I knew Demolition before I ever knew Road Warriors. So for me, I think my view was kind of skewed on them because I always thought they were kind of badass. I mean, yeah, they now looking back, they were kind of ridiculous, except the guy that was in the original. I don't remember which one it is because the names get confusing. One was named Axe. One was named Smash. Mm-hmm. I think it was Axe.
And then there was Crush.
Yeah, but so there was a Crush in there, too.
It was the first one.
Rest
the big
in peace,
guy.
Crush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute. The other ones are still alive?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's the most shocking.
I'm actually waiting WWE. For, like, the date, like, when New Day, like, gets right to that ring, and then here comes out Demolition. It's a whole entire work the lawsuit did.
Everything. Oh, my God. What if Demolition cost them the cost
exactly.
Them, yeah. No, don't put that in the ether. We have a rule against that. Sometimes we mention bad things and they happen. What are we even talking about? Superstars canceled.
Well, so I just – like the New Day thing, if they're going to go heel, it just doesn't make sense to me that they would do heel antics against – like the whole time when you were like, oh, no, they need to turn Roman Reigns heel against Triple H at the height of the authority. Like, that doesn't work. You don't do, unless it's like a double turn, I don't see.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible. No, I know what you're talking about. That was that awful suggestion Dalton made that time about.
It was.
Well, what was it? It was, Roman Reigns needs to turn heel against.
By just viciously attacking Triple H.
Yeah.
When it was the point where the crowd wanted nothing but to see Triple H lose.
I mean, it was just one of the worst suggestions he's ever had, and that's saying something. He's flipping us off, and that's fine. That's fine. So anyway, yeah. Superstars canceled, main events to Raw.
Yeah, because now 205 Live is taking place after SmackDown, and boy, they have to have seen that first episode and just been like, oh, hit the mistake button, undo, control Z, like.
I didn't even watch it.
It was bad.
I didn't
bad.
Watch it either.
I didn't know Superstars was still a thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's where Zack Ryder gets to wrestle.
Damn it.
It's where Mojo Rawley gets all those one-on-one victories.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing FUBU shorts to the ring now? Like, that's his wrestling gear.
That's not FUBU.
Zubaz.
Zubaz. That's what it was.
I grew up on FUBU.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Yeah. Where I was, where I lived. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The style.
I wore a FUBU tux to prom.
Wow.
Wait.
I didn't even know they made tuxedos.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Was first, it so many questions.
That's just the answer for questions.
Was it velour? And they make suits.
Did it have 05 on back?
No, it didn't have 05 on back. Although to my sixth grade dance, I did have a bright yellow FUBU button-up shirt that had the 05 on the back.
Oh my!
I don't know. I just assumed you had a tuxedo with a giant hatchet man on the back.
Well, that would make more sense.
If they would have had that, I would have got that.
It was on the tie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because my friends, I've said this before, I grew up with friends who were obsessed with ICP, and they had Hatchet Man on everything. His car, his backpack, everything. And I didn't even know what the hell it was at the time. They kept talking about the Joker cards and stuff like that. Like,
well, this seems like a good time to plug that.
Wait a minute.
ICP is having a Christmas party in St. Louis, and they're actually having wrestling with it up there at Pops. So.
Juggalo Championship Wrestling?
Well, right now they're calling it Oddball Wrestling.
Did they change the name of the promotion, or is just this for the event?
I think it's just for the event.
All right.
Is Officer Colt Cabana going to be there?
They have not announced any talent yet.
Is Kevin Gill going to be there?
Is
he was there last year.
Is Lee Montgomery going to be there?
Lee Montgomery will be there.
That was a given.
Yeah. It is tuxedo. The whole time you were telling me that, I just pictured like Dumb and Dumber when he's in that like that blue suit but had an 05 on the back.
No.
Like, man, I love it.
The best
$15
you can spend on a Saturday night.
I thought you were gonna say for the tuxedo.
Yeah, I was like, that's how much it costs? Are you serious?
I was like, what was FUBU? I was like, FUBU's pricey though.
I'd almost call you a hoochie at that point.
You must have been a big LL Cool J fan.
I still do not like LL Cool J to this day.
Oh, but you wore
his. But his work on NCIS?
I've been known
I don't remember. He was on one of those crime procedural shows, I thought.
I've been known to look at other men and lick my lips. So. Don't look at me like that, Allie. Mustafa Ali is signed.
Yeah. Yay. Which he was one of the. This can all kind of wrap into the whole. Because 205 Live debuted last night.
Yeah.
Is that the guy, the Undertaker, powerbombed through the.
No, that's Muhammad Hassan.
No, that's Muhammad Hassan.
That is a god.
Oh.
Sorry.
We love a Muhammad Hassan around here.
So much.
He was going to make America great again.
He really was. Yeah.
I want to say Mustafa Ali had his the one match that you would have seen would have been the opening round of CWC. I want to say he wrestled. It was either Metallic or Dorado. It was one of those two.
He also has probably the most racist sounding name in WWE today.
I keep thinking of the bad one from The Lion King when you say that.
Scar?
Mustafa was the father.
Mustafa was
good.
Is it Mufasa or
Mufasa?
Mufasa.
Oh.
Or was that the monkey?
No, that was Rafiki.
Oh.
I'll be honest with you. My Lion King knowledge is...
Jason's coming back solo next time.
Jason's going to come back and be like, hey, where's Lee?
I got rid of him.
Yeah. If you don't know the people from The Lion King, get out.
Did you bury him in the FUBU suit?
Yeah, exactly.
Bias. Because Mustafa Ali officially got signed. It had been rumored a while back. But then they did a thing for the opening of 205 Live. They bring out all of the cruiserweights onto the stage and introduce them all individually. And it's basically just like, okay, so here's the X division that you don't care about.
Yep.
And they don't have the two biggest guys that made that tournament. I mean, if you don't
Perkins
have...
Perkins and Kendrick were there.
Well, they had Jack Gallagher.
That's not who I'm talking about.
Sabre Jr. and Ibushi.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Sabre and Ibushi are it. And then they're just missing out, not getting Ospreay.
Ibushi especially, he was my guy in the tournament. The only thing I didn't like about him was that everyone said he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm that kind of person that when I know something is super popular, I go against it. Mm-hmm. I always like Ken instead of Ryu. Mm-hmm. I always like Johnny Cage instead of Liu Kang. So I didn't like Ibushi because of that reason, but the dude was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, what a wrestler.
We were talking before about going to WrestleMania, and I got to see a six-man with – it was Ospreay – Marty Scurll and, the guy that just signed,
Noam Dar.
No, it was, the bigger guy,
Roderick Strong.
No, a lot of tattoos.
Tommy End?
Tommy End. Mm-hmm. And a six-man against T.J. Perkins, Johnny Gargano, and Ibushi. And they just destroyed.
That sounds like a nutso.
It was such a great match.
That is WrestleMania wrestling fans.
And Ibushi and Sabre, they just don't want to sign the WWE because they want to do all their other stuff. And
which
they won't
makes
let
sense.
Them work,
like,
you know, everywhere else.
Can you really blame them when you look at how the cruiserweights are being presented?
No, yeah. Not at
it's
all.
It's like you get maybe two segments on Raw, a 205 Live in front of like 80 people.
That's
like,
really
I think
sad.
There was probably more people at the Delta Community Center than stayed for 205 Live.
Sold out Delta Community Center.
I have no idea why they don't just treat CWC. What was it called?
The Cruiserweight.
Yeah, 205 Live. Sorry. Why they don't treat 205 Live like they did the tournament? Put him in front of its own crowd that is rabid for it, and it comes across as a better product. That's stupid the way they're doing
especially
it.
Especially when it's or even do it before SmackDown. Like, I don't understand why they think it's a good idea to have people sit through 2 hours of wrestling.
Of the big show.
The big names that people are there to see. Like, I mean, and it's dumb, but like, you know, more people are going to go try to see the big show and Kane and John Cena.
When Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles leave, and then it's like, okay, AJ and Dean are gone, but here's Lindsay Dorado.
And the Bollywood boys.
Most people are going to go, cool, beating traffic. See you later.
I missed the point. Why do they call it 205?
205.
It's the weight limit.
Yeah. I also thought that at first. It's the weight limit.
205 pounds is the weight limit for the cruiserweight.
But the only thing interesting really to come out of that is the announcer saying that he is going to win the cruiserweight title.
That was awesome. He's going to make the championship, he's the greatest man alive. So he's going to make the championship the greatest.
And that would be worth watching. I
am excited because it looks like, because I think we talked about it because he's going to be out until like early 2017.
We're talking about Austin Aries.
Austin Aries.
I think it's important
to
mention that.
So, I mean, I like that he's just kind of sidestepping from NXT to the cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
Which,
they need help.
I mean, he might be on Raw, but maybe he'll get one talking segment and then.
Well, that's the thing with WWE. It seems
have a throwaway
like
match in front of an apathetic crowd.
The main shows are so much worse than the offshoots. Like, NXT is so good.
See, and I don't even know, like.
CWC was so good.
As much as we like, you know, crapping on the main product, like, Raw and SmackDown have been, like, especially SmackDown, has been really good.
SmackDown's been good for a long time.
Like, they've been really good for a while now.
And Raw is not bad. I mean, that.
Can you imagine if Raw was 2 hours?
Yes.
How much better it would be.
A dream of it.
Cause they can't even, like, the fact that they have this third hour that they should have no problem filling.
Yeah, but then they show the same recap 6 times in one show.
Yep.
And then you have guys that are waiting to get on the show that don't get on because you had to fill that hour with recaps.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just bad booking.
I will say, as on a TV standpoint of 205 Live, the fact that we are now getting video segments of these wrestlers, they're actually now attempting, now it's only on the network, but they're actually trying to make an attempt now that we should be emotionally attached to these wrestlers.
But at the same time, like.
But it's the same people that were on this.
That were already watching it. Like, I don't think it's going to be, because, like, the house show that they did here in Cape, me and Dalton on the entire side of the arena were the only people who knew who Enzo and Cass were.
And this was pre-WrestleMania.
I must have been on the other side.
It was right before they, because it was right before they, it was shortly before they debuted, but they were, like, one of the hottest things in NXT. Mm-hmm. And, like, the guys in front of us are like, so these guys are named Souft?
And then they looked at us and be like, they must be on NXT, right?
Like, yeah, because well, they had no idea. And like, and the majority of that crowd had no idea who they were.
But Allie got a shirt of them.
But when Big Show came out, place came unglued.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you know, that shows you, like, we also talk about how, oh, I'm tired of Big Show, I'm tired of Kane, I'm tired of these guys. But then they come out and that crowd.
For the record, I've never been tired of the Big Show.
I've never been tired of Kane.
I've been tired of both of them.
Even when whenever Kane's sole job was to interfere in main events. Still happy to see him.
Well, now his sole job is to beat Luke Harper every week, apparently. Don't want to talk about that.
But his pyro came back. They gave him that post-win.
Must be because the ratings have gone up and they can afford more. That was next on the list. The ratings went up.
Yay,
good for them. Okay, if you're going to say their ratings went up, we also have to mention that TNA's ratings went down. It was Thanksgiving, though. What do you expect?
Yeah. It could go down more.
It's just a little slimy. It's still good.
It's just a little airborne.
It's still good.
Not TNA's ratings. Those aren't airborne.
Did we already miss total nonstop deletion? Has that already happened?
I don't even know at this point.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know what's happening in TNA.
I think that's a Christmas episode.
Yeah, I do think that's their Christmas episode.
Yeah, so we got a couple weeks.
Oh, good.
Because I figured they would have already taped it by now.
Well, I'm sure they
only just recently secured funding for it because they that was right before the Billy Corgan lawsuit got settled.
Yeah.
Was
Which
still
is still
the
mess,
know.
By the way. That's still going on. There's still.
Well, no, he finally announced that they reached a settlement. And that he actually, I think he finally got his money. I did see a thing where apparently when Kurt Angle got inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame, they gave him a used Rolex.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
And Gail Kim got a new one.
Maybe. So
it wasn't even a Rolex. It was like one of those knockoffs.
It was a fossil watch.
It was,
still high price, but.
No, it was a Rolex.
It was a Trolex. Yeah. A little singing guy on there. Del Rio cancels his WCPW appearance. I don't care about WCPW, but Dalton does. So Dalton, tell me why.
Well, two things coming out of that, actually. Flight delay. He apparently was in an airport for 20 hours. He did an Instagram video with Paige behind him, like talking.
She looked weird too.
She did, yeah.
It's like they didn't use the makeup that, or whatever her
That's called drugs.
I was gonna say it
It's not even that. It's just like, she just, like, her skin, when she
Legally, we disagree with you, Lee Montgomery.
When she was on WWE TV and she was like super, like, she was like Sheamus pale.
Yeah.
But this actually looked like she had color, like she had been tanning.
So they didn't just hit her with the, what is it, whenever they would.
Like the baby powder.
Baby powder her face all over.
Yeah, she looked, and like her hair looked lighter. She just looked different.
She looked like a normal girl.
Kinda.
That's weird.
So
I feel like it's the guy from the Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols.
I was just about to say Sid and Nancy. That's what it feels
that's
like.
What
yeah,
I think it's
but
all
boy,
going
I hope
down
that ends differently.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just really wore out from running the new restaurant.
Yeah.
Or running away from people with knives.
Well, yeah.
And car accidents,
including
the cartel
farmer Billy Hills, who busted out the knife on Knockout November.
That was kind of scary.
I got scared for a second because he pulls a knife out. I'm like, oh, I yelled out, no, that's attempted murder. Don't do that. You're going too far. But then he used it to cut the rope. So
speaking of WCPW, Cody Rhodes wrestled El Ligero tonight. Or it aired tonight, but he wrestled him earlier today. And now Cody Rhodes is the WCPW Internet Champion as well as the Global Force Wrestling Next Gen Champion.
He
beat Sanjay Dutt, yeah.
It's incredible. Sanjay's been champion for
364 days.
There
they
you
probably
go.
Forgot he had the title.
We do our research.
I'm not going to lie.
So
I completely forgot that GFW was a thing. Like, after their deal with TNA fell through, like, I just stopped hearing
about it. I went to Marion and watched them.
Right.
Was
they were,
legit.
I didn't know they were in Marion.
Oh, yeah. Kevin
Nash.
Because
I would have gone.
Cabana.
I would have gone and seen it. But I just, I don't know why. I just hadn't heard anything about it.
I also thought they were done. There was another promotion that came out. Remember there was one a couple years ago that was in the works? Some guy won the lottery. And he was using it to start a promotion. He had Chris Medeski signed. It's Medeski, right?
You mean
Chris
Masters?
Yeah. he had him signed. He had a bunch of guys signed. They were getting ready for it, and then it just never happened.
Are you talking about
they must have seen Chris.
Cat's Money?
Right.
Because there was the...
Was it a black dude?
Oh, I don't think so. Because there was the
African-American.
There was the...
Allegedly.
Because there was the like Hollywood producer, like not...
Yes,
like,
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He that was after Christian lost the world title. When Randy Orton beat him 3 days after he won the championship in that ladder match, he was so fed up with WWE, he was like, okay, you know what? No, I'm going to do my own thing.
No, that's not it.
It wasn't?
No, this guy
legit won.
Because
it was like Joey Ryan, Chris Masters.
No, this guy legit won the lottery and used his money to start a Fed. I'm going to have to look it up because this is going to drive me crazy.
Was it the all-woman one that like Jimmy Hart was a part of?
No, that was...
He said it was Chris Masters, so I don't think... I mean, he's got the pecs that can...
I talked to Chris Masters once. He told me what kind of pizza he likes. Nice guy. By the way, it's Papa John's.
No, well, I don't blame him there. I like the dipping sauce.
We like Papa John's.
Yeah. I thought you were about to disagree that he wasn't a nice guy.
Scott Hall wants to manage Cody
Hall
in NXT WWE.
I doubt
in other
up.
News, Cody yeah. Hall wants to be in NXT WWE. Because
he's injured right now.
Also in the news, Hulk Hogan wishes he was still in WWE.
He wishes he would have just been suspended and not fired.
I mean, of course Scott Hall wants to manage him. It's a way to get on TV.
Someone on Reddit made a point, like, I'm kind of seeing just someone come in and their entire just story is, oh, but I'm the son of someone who used to do this. Isn't great. Like, especially when you look at someone like Goldust, who was just completely able to do something of his own.
Eventually. Because, I mean, when he started, don't take it away. He was in wrestling for a long, long time as Dustin Runnels, and he was the son of Dusty. Mm-hmm. And he did the rednecky, you know, tough guy gimmick and
the
all
natural.
That.
It's seven.
The natural. It wasn't until he went to WWE or WWF at the time, mm-hmm. before they got the F out, and he did the Goldust character that he really took off.
Yeah.
Then he did seven.
And I kind of don't.
Then he did Black Rain.
I don't think that's a coincidence, though. The fact that, like, okay, well, we're going to stop having you just be the son of the plumber.
Yeah.
Like,
do the grandson of the plumber.
Yeah. You wonder what they're thinking. It's like they really don't embrace that when they do. I mean, they did it with Cody for a while and it worked out really good. Then they went to the Stardust thing that had potential and he really put his heart into it.
He did.
And they just did nothing with
it. Turned into a joke.
It made him a jobber. I mean, but then you got people, I think last time we were here, we talked about Curtis Axel or whatever his name is now and not embracing the Mr. Perfect thing.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Because
for some guys, that's a way to get over hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Perfect,
But it's also one of those things like, and I like Curtis Axel. I do. But do you really want to draw the comparisons of Curtis Axel to Mr. Perfect?
Well, see, but you don't know what he's capable of, I don't think. Like, with Curtis Axel especially, I mean, Mr. Perfect was amazing. But Mr. Perfect was amazing because he had an amazing gimmick and he portrayed it very well. If they gave Curtis Axel and ran with it, he might be able to pull it off.
Like when they turned him face in front of his hometown and then we haven't seen him again.
Well, he lost to Bo Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Also the son of a
way bigger star, Mr. IRS.
You shut your mouth. IRS was a staple in my household.
Well, sent him fan mail all the time.
Wouldn't you want... I just wish we could go back to where Bobby Heenan was actually healthy.
Oh.
You know, and if he would just come in and just slap Curtis Axel in the face and say, come with me. And then the next week he had blonde hair and he came back out as, you know.
The son of perfect.
Yeah.
The perfect son.
Yeah. Or
boom.
I loved the better than perfect thing he ran with for a little bit.
Okay.
Whenever he was the IC champion. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. But you say it's a stretch to have him as Mr. Perfect. It's a bigger stretch to have him as better than perfect. And I could feel like he maybe didn't even want to do that. It's like, hey, your gimmick is we're going to call you better than your dad. No.
Please don't. We'll give you Paul Heyman. Okay. Yeah, I'll win some.
Yeah, he couldn't get over with Paul Heyman. That was
a lot of people couldn't get over with Paul Heyman. Ryback.
Because it's
Heidenreich.
Like,
Heidenreich.
Ryback can't spell over. Let's just be real about that.
He can roll over.
I think that's one of those things we can't legally say.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm willing to say he can.
Do you remember when someone had made the fake Bobby Heenan Twitter? And they asked him who his favorite wrestler was, and he said Kevin Owens. And someone's response to that was, okay, so new Heenan family, Owens, The Revival, and I don't remember who the other one was. But it just immediately made me like, oh, I want this so bad. Oh, put it on TV. Do it. Do it now.
Except you...
And then it was like...
If Vince McMahon doesn't want JR on TV because of the mouth thing, he is definitely not going to want Bobby Heenan on TV.
Well, no, Bobby Heenan should not be an on-screen character at this
He should
point.
Also not have cancer.
No, yeah. He should be immortal.
The... I mean, did anybody else, you mentioned the Revival, did you see the Twitter
tweet
that they put? I got some heat. That was
Which
nice.
Apparently,
wait,
like,
what did I miss?
Scott Dawson, because someone asked them if they were going to debut on SmackDown as part of this, like, tag team turmoil thing they were doing.
He's
like,
Survivor Series.
He's like, I'm not going to debut, we're not going to debut in some, like, BS multi-man gimmicky bull crap. And, Bubba Ray and Road Dogg were both like, wow, way to completely shit on everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Road Dogg said, like, well, you'll never debut at all.
Yeah, and then he's like, so he deleted it and made an apology.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think Bubba and I think even Road Dogg were like, no, yeah, it's like, you're a bad guy. You said a rude thing because you're a bad guy. Like, no one's actually mad.
Embrace it.
But, like, a lot of people just...
Did you see... All right, I know we're getting into a whole Twitter thing. Did you see Summer Rae's comment about Lana?
She's alive?
No.
She,
I think she's injured.
Oh.
Apparently, she tweeted to Enzo after he said something on Raw about Lana, about her roast beef or her turkey or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said something like, she said it's not turkey, it's roast beef, and you can't stuff that. And Rusev replied and said, well, no one asked you.
I love Rusev.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
Biggest face in the company.
We talked about this last night. Why did they take the U.S. title off of him and put it onto Roman Reigns when Roman Reigns has done literally nothing with it and is now just immediately feuding for the world title?
Was he ever going to do anything with it? No.
He could have.
He defended it once.
But like,
against Rusev.
But like, would it make more sense for these matches with like, for him to defend the U.S. title against like Enzo or Cass?
Yeah.
It's probably too soon to break up Enzo and Cass and give one of them a solo belt.
I mean,
when you say one of them,
you mean Enzo.
That's a weird way to spell Big Cass.
That's right.
I mean, I don't think they would, I don't think he would lose against either of them, but I mean.
Who, Roman Reigns?
Rusev.
Oh, Rusev would definitely lose against Cass.
I mean, not if it was for a championship feud, but now, there's nothing to keep him from winning. But, like, it bugs me that now Roman Reigns just drags it out behind him as an afterthought because, like, no, I want that one, though.
I hate Big Cass. I think he is terrible. He is terrible on the mic. He is terrible on a wrestling ring.
I'll agree with you that he's terrible on the mic. I don't think he's the worst we've ever seen in the ring.
Okay. No, but I mean, you know, compared to Roman, Roman is ten times a wrestler and performer.
Big Cass, the only reason he is where he is because Enzo.
He's 7 foot tall.
And Dalton.
You can't teach that.
You can't teach that.
It is unteachable.
But
every time he talks, and every time he talks, other than, and I'm going to spell it out for you, he just doesn't understand what an actual conversation would sound like.
You know what happens when they take people away from Enzo? They die. Look at Carmella. Cannot get over, no matter how hard she tries.
I love Carmella.
When she walks out, I can hear crickets, generally.
Well, that's...
Yeah. And I'm not talking about American Horror Story Season 6, which sucked, by the way. Allie, it sucked.
Is that over now?
I agree with you.
She agrees with me.
You haven't been mentioning it.
It's done.
Okay, it's done.
Thank Christ,
so
it's done.
Did the ghost get her pregnant?
We'll talk after the show.
Did they bring a gun so they could be safe from the ghost?
They did. We'll talk after the show. One last thing.
Split up Enzo and Cass. Split them up. Put Cass with Heyman. Monster heel.
No.
Put Cass... I don't know what the hell you do with Cass.
You just can't split them up. I mean, it's like they could be the new age outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep them and let them run.
Yeah.
Just let them go.
Their dynamic is like they kind of caught fire with it because you have Enzo who can talk for days. Right. And then Cass is just the big, you know, you can just.
Billy Gunn.
Yeah. Remember when they debuted on Raw? What happened was Enzo ran his mouth, and when the Dudleys started to charge the ring, he hid behind Cass, who was going to fight them both off. That's a great gimmick.
Yeah.
Enzo's this loud mouth. He's the little chicken hawk from Looney Tunes.
He really is. Especially the day you even said that. It's like, he reminds me of the chicken hawk. Like, he just puffs out his chest.
Yeah.
And destroyed the club.
Don't break them up. Just use them. Utilize their talents as best you can. Stop putting Cass on the mic.
Yeah.
Let him say one thing, and that's
I'll even give him the whole, like, the stupid WWE shop, like, shtick they were doing.
Yeah.
He wasn't terrible there, but I think it's because he wasn't in front of people.
Yeah.
I think if he's just, like, backstage
Whenever you see the Raw Fallout videos, you see Titus O'Neil or those guys, they're so much better backstage when they're not great, but in the ring,
he's just, like, oh.
Even the thing he did with Mark Henry, arguing about the part in Incarnate, starring Mark Henry for 35 seconds.
And what a god-awful movie that looks like, by the way.
It's Demonception. Titus O'Neil coming up to confront, like, you stole that role from me. Like, that was just...
And that doesn't make any sense either. So they sent out a casting call. We need one black WWE star. And Titus and Mark looked at each other and were like, well, it's one of us.
What if
Apollo Crews walks by smiling?
What if that was an actual breaking down the fourth wall and making a joke about Titus being suspended?
Well, I'm going to ask you to roll that idea on out of here.
Titus is gross.
Hey, we have one more thing to talk about. TakeOver San Antonio got confirmed.
Yeah.
Yay.
Which was immediately followed by the saddest tweet I've ever seen.
By Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami. Like, they were like, all right, San Antonio, right before Royal Rumble, TakeOver. Hideo Itami tweets, I'm tired of missing opportunities.
Well, stop getting hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that last one was not his fault.
Nah.
Dude dropped him square on his neck.
No. God wants it. It happens.
Yeah, right.
It's the will of Allah.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
And then he punches the microphone. No, you did not.
Shut up! All right, now we got that out of the way. Let's talk CCW. That's why we have the lovely Lee Montgomery and Jason Wells on the show tonight. The two of the figureheads of CCW. And first off,
Ken would have been here, but he's already in bed asleep.
Yes, he's got to get up early and make coffee.
I'm going to get Ken on this show at some point. It's going to happen.
It's going to be a morning show.
And it's going to be the most polite show ever had. Ken is like...
Please don't say the S word.
We try not to... What?
Show?
Shannon?
Show.
Oh.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Soft?
Starbucks.
Good coffee. Good coffee.
The bleeps you are going to have to do.
Not as good as Villainous Grounds. Yeah. Congratulations on Saturday's show.
Thank you.
November Knockout at the Delta Community Center. Even with the guy being murdered, not far from it, was a fantastic show.
Wait, what now?
Some dude got ran over.
Yeah.
Because there's some sort of domestic disturbance that got out of hand.
Yeah.
The cops only found him because we had the spotlights in the air. Sorry, go ahead.
CCW, well, not saving lives, I guess.
Finding them. What
aiding our
lives.
First responders.
Yes.
It was an amazing show. I would say, I think Asa and Dalton would probably, and Ali might all agree with me, it was probably the most fun we've had at CCW.
I don't know if Dalton would agree with that only because of where he was seated.
Oh, God.
It was the kids.
I was
kids.
Right next to the trash birds and then their hatchlings. it was so rough. One of the kids was like in Tanner's lap.
Poor yeah. Tanner.
Like,
poor Tanner.
I felt so bad for Tanner. He's like, I'm never sitting on the end again. Be like, well,
why
didn't
you
say
last?
Something to him? Like, I did.
One of them tried to take Brandon's belt.
Oh, yeah. So did I tell you guys that? Yeah. Whenever he had like his, well, because anybody didn't know, Brandon was injured and he was on a walker for the whole show. I know, but you can't put air quotes in audio.
You could say air quotes.
air quotes injured. Better. So he had his walker, but at the end of the show, he left his belt on there, and one of the kids, like, walked, like, went under the railing, or went in between the railing, and started going for it, and it was right, his, like, walker was right in front of me, and I just grabbed the walker, held it still, because he started moving it, and I just looked at him, I just shook my head, no one, like, pointed back, and he just saw me and just kind of scurried back. But yeah, no.
Intimidation.
It's one of those things, I'm sitting in the middle of the row next time.
We'll put JR at the end.
Next, he gets the next NC.
You know, to be honest, I just put you guys down there. I didn't label. So wherever you say.
Oh, no, it wasn't their
seats. That blame goes
like,
to Ken
seats.
Murphy?
Yeah.
It was they left their seats and then ran up to the railing.
Which you guys can't control.
That whole row behind us, like the two rows.
Jason tried.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with that row. That was Trash Bird Central. That was a nest. That was where the Stuck Bond lived. one of the trash birds was the one that yelled out, I'm effing gorgeous. Yeah, we heard. Yeah.
I didn't know if I could say that on here or not.
Oh, you can say it. Say it. Yeah, because he kept coming out.
That was the Jason Vaughn section.
And he kept coming out and, like, you know, talking to them and doing stuff with them. And, yeah, most of them were fine. There was that one woman in pink that felt the need to yell out the F word.
That wasn't – I think that – she was with War Child. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I could tell by the clothing. The
and I'm not saying anything bad about War Child. I'm just saying –
we love War Child.
That, great organization.
Yeah, she was – like, she was just with them.
She was a biker chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and effing gorgeous. She lets you know out loud.
Her words, not ours.
Loudly. Multiple times.
So a great show, great action, great storylines. You had some new people debut too, which was exciting. Because I don't know about the rest. I think we all agree Damone was just
awesome.
Like, I really liked
that was one
of
my favorite parts of the show was because he came out and he did the, you know, blowing smoke thing. He had the wings.
Yeah.
Just a big dude.
He had a look.
Yeah. And so we did that guy's scary chant. When he gets in the ring, we're doing it. He turns around and just leans over the rope. Like, he doesn't even, like, put his hand. He just, like, leans over and glares at us. And we all just, nope, sorry. We're done. We're good.
We
it's
apologize.
Over.
We will shut up.
And when he rolled out, I was chanting for the other guy. But I whispered, I was like, but you're awesome. I love you.
And he just turned and looked at you and he was like, I am awesome.
But that guy was cool. Cody Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Debuted.
Mm-hmm.
Who we talked?
No,
he was at the show before that.
Yeah, he was in the
Phoenix debuted.
Yeah.
We talked to Phoenix during the show. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
We talked to Cody. Cody actually added me on Facebook. He's really nice guy. We called him Gold Boots because we couldn't remember his name at first.
Yeah. I mean, I remembered it, but it was Gold
Boots was funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like gold. It's like a red shirt in Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Gold Boots, red shirt. But the new guys did really well. I was really sad Brandon didn't get to wrestle. I think we all were.
Yeah.
But he could not wrestle, but what he did instead was phenomenal and hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so, and seeing him outside of the ring, with the walker.
The walker in the neck brace.
And trying to talk to the crowd as they're just heckling him. And,
yes.
And him sheepishly like
and
giving
him
and kind of
like,
looking over slowly. It was just,
yeah, him like slowly turning his whole body. Like he wasn't just turning his neck because he had the neck brace on.
He was selling it.
Yeah. I can't remember who said what to him. I think it might have been something even I said, but just like he was just so like dejected and sad. He just like hung his head down and pouted for a second.
Allie.
Brandon Baby Whiner.
Oh yeah,
we started the Baby Whiner chant,
yeah. And he was just like so. Oh.
He sold it so well. Also, Austin Lane couldn't be there because of an injury. We were all real sad about that because I love Austin, amazing guy and great wrestler. Mm-hmm. Although he did post a video to one of the threads we had going. And it was a music video. Have you seen this music video?
I'm scared. Is it just him playing with Ghostbuster toys?
No, it's okay. I'm pretty sure that's how he hurt himself.
No, it's kind of like a highlight reel.
It's a highlight reel of like one show. And it's him.
That one I was talking about where he was with Jerry Lynn a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He had like the long hair.
And Austin, just keep that hair short. I didn't like the RVD look. No, I didn't like it. So unfortunately those two guys couldn't go at it, but yeah, everybody else did an amazing job.
Yeah. We had Tucker in there to take his place.
Del Tucker did a great job. Del Tucker looked good.
I felt kind of bad for him. And then I felt even worse because you guys did the best part of the show. The hands down best part of the show.
The return.
Because I think you even told me, Jason, that Blaster was injured. So mm-hmm. he was going to be out for like a few shows.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff O'Dell got a new guy to come in. And we even said on here, it's like, it's not Blaster. We know it's not going to be Blaster, unfortunately.
Didn't know it was going to be Damone.
Because we've done nothing but like hype up Blaster since we saw him. Yeah. Because we immediately
fell in
love.
He's the best running joke that we have
on
the
show. And that's the thing. And that's what I feel so bad about. Yeah. Is because it's like.
But someone posted a video. Okay. So Blaster came back. That was the big surprise. And I even said something about Blaster. I looked over at Lee. Lee and Ken both started cracking up.
Because we yelled Blaster, like when they said like mystery opponent. And like, yeah, you guys both started laughing.
And I'm like,
oh, they're in on it. That's funny.
Like, yeah, I whispered to the guys, I'm like, I think I just broke Lee. That's great.
Yeah.
And then they announced Blaster.
And then, Ken, you've been demanding it, the return of Blaster. And we
went
lost
nuts.
Our
it
minds. Was,
I don't want to say that he got the best pop of the night.
He got one of the biggest reactions.
Yeah, he did.
The crowd, listen to that video that's on Facebook. The crowd was going nuts for Blaster. And we just thought.
And it was because, and I'm willing to say it's because of us, too.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
we just like.
And Glenn, yeah. and his name's Glenn yeah. McMahon. It was a friend of a friend, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we felt he's got to be backstage right now just going, those assholes.
We have to think that at some point, like, no, this is the best thing. Blaster. Like, your name's just Blaster. Mm. Like, we even yelled at Jeff O'Dell, like, he's going to get blastered.
And he slapped Del Tucker. And I yell, you just got blasted. Yeah. And Jeff looks at me and he goes, that's good. I'm going to get that. I'm like, it's yours. That one's free.
So and I felt bad because, like, because Del Tucker comes out, we cheer him because, you know, he's the replacement for Austin Lane. And then when Blaster comes out, we're just like, erupt. So
and even
Del Tucker so confused.
And he was like, I want to see Blaster. Everybody's so excited for Blaster.
It wasn't an Iron Man match.
It was actually shorter than Lesnar Goldberg.
And I thought that was actually kind of brilliant. The one super kick and he's just down.
Especially with how we hyped him up. And then when he gets up and he raises his arm and he takes the belt and holds it up.
Well, no, that was whenever they,
that's when he gets put out.
He threw him the belt before the match even starts
for that Survivor Series
style match.
I gotta see more Blaster.
And he just like holds up the belt like he's the champion.
That was one of the best moments of the night. Now, of the people that were there, these new guys, I know we're here to talk about the January show. Mm-hmm. How many of these guys are going to be at that show? Are we going to see Damone again? Are we going to see Del Tucker?
We are, yes. They are going to be more of a staple. They work other promotions, but, they will be at the January show. Pretty much, you know, cards subject to change, of course, but we pretty much have everything lined up. So.
And you're going to reveal some of that tonight?
I'll reveal it all.
Oh,
And not so much... Well, about the future of CCW2, we just got some information today.
Let's start with that. What's that information? Let's bust it out.
Okay. Well, we are Facebook Live now.
Are we Facebook Live right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh,
we're going to try. You tell me when we're on.
Let's get Allie in the video. She's the one that people want to see.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, today,
that's fine.
We just made a agreement with the arena. That we will be doing 9 shows at the arena this year.
The AC Abraze arena building?
Yes.
I love that arena. That was a great arena.
We will be there and starting, January the 28th, will be our first show there of the year. We have 6 huge matches now. Could be more depending on, you know, how things go, but, of course, you're going to have Brandon versus Hollis in a steel cage.
I'm salivating.
I'm so excited for that.
And, you know, that's going to be great. You're going to have Del Tucker versus Jason Vaughn in a steel cage. Also on the card, you're going to have former Ring of Honor world champion, former TNA tag team champion, Davey Richards versus Tony Cazzino. January 28th. So we got a lot of big stuff coming up. So, it's going to be good times. Damone will be back with us. He has confirmed. Austin Lane will be back with us.
That's a stacked card.
Yeah. Cause you have Austin Lane, and Little Bit versus Billy and Sarah in the cage too, in a mixed tag match.
That's awesome.
So we got a lot of good stuff coming. And Damone, will be back, and the return of Blaster.
No, he's confirmed.
Yes, he will be in the house on the 28th.
So can we order our tickets now then?
Tickets?
Does it, can we get our tickets now? Because we want our
tickets. Actually, it's another one. Tickets will go on sale Monday at 5 p.m. That we will start selling. We're getting ahead of this one. I always get tired of 2 weeks and start promoting a show and go, we are promoting it now and we're going. And, just the car with just our talent's going to be great. Davey coming in is going to be awesome. This is one of his first times back since his injury. And, a lot of people don't know Tony is the guy that trained Davey.
Mm.
That's his mentor. So it's basically, teacher and student, there on the 28th. So, just top to bottom, the show is going to be awesome. So
it sounds like the best card I think you've had so far.
Yeah, that's stacked. And I feel like, especially Tony is one of the more underrated people that has been on CCW.
Yeah.
Cause he's consistently there and he's always cause he went up against Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of the guy.
CJ Shine.
CJ Shine at the one. And he's always so entertaining.
What about, CJ, Brandon? We expect to see them back soon?
Yes, they will be back, I think in February. They will be back for our February show, which looks like it's going to be at the arena again. So, we'll be back there. And we do plan on traveling still, doing a couple shows during the month. I really liked it at Delta.
This was good.
Yeah, it was a small type. But I loved it there. The reaction, the crowd. I really wanted that ECW type feel.
Right.
With everybody really close.
And we will be selling in-ring photo ops with Blaster.
Yes. You can't beat that,
In full gear.
In full that you had to recreate.
And he gets an upgrade every time he shows up again. Exactly. It's like Jason X.
That is. It is, too. So
he's going to have the metal mask.
There you go. Yeah. So January 28th, Arena Building, we'll be back. Warchild will hopefully be with us again, and they will provide all what they've done before, the food, the beverages, everything, which, they're great. Hopefully, like I said, tickets going to sell, capewrestling.com. This coming up Monday at 5 p.m. I believe tickets are going to go pretty quickly.
They went quick last time.
And now we're able to put more people in there, but, we'll see about this one. So,
yep.
Don't play the audio right now.
So,
come on, Lee.
But kind of, back to we were
the audio is turned off. I think that's just a loading sound.
Yeah, there you go. So, what I've seen some people talk about some tag team wrestling. That is coming in the coming up months leading up to our big show in April.
Well, it's funny enough that you mentioned that. We do have some comments from the fans. A lot of CCW fans on here that have asked some questions.
Absolutely.
One guy, Brandon something, I don't know him. Mm-hmm. Brandon Anderson. I don't know who that is.
He doesn't sound like a fun person.
Sounds like a dork.
Jared Smith, who's actually been at every show.
Jared's a great guy.
Great guy. He said, I would like to know if we can be seeing any more tag team division in 2017.
Yes, it will. We will be slowly bringing that into a division that we're going to create now, since Missouri's kind of a weird place because, you kind of have to build your roster.
Yeah.
And then stuff happens, Jake Durden leaves and you got some of the guys that leave. But we are planning on, building a tag team division, coming up. So I think it's going to be good. Worse than something extra, have coming in. So.
That Survivor Series match, the elimination style match at November Knockout was great. That was just a fun time. So I think tag wrestling CCW sounds really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get this question very often, but as a fan, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Sexy Sarge.
Yep.
Coming back at any point? Hopefully. Not for sure, but keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, like I said, card subject changed, but it looks like he will be taking on Damone.
What?
Coming up.
I thought you weren't announcing that tonight.
Well, I can't help it. Well, let's just let
it's Christmas.
This
is Christmas.
It is Christmas for everybody.
This is PWU. News is broken here.
I did confirm with him today that he will be back. See, the face, now they have to listen. Now we can tease.
Right.
And they have to download the episode to get who else is going to be on the show.
Because we don't eat if they don't listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They get a penny for every download.
I work at Gaming Grounds.
That'd be awesome.
We would have.
So, it looks like Sarge versus Damone. It looks like Blaster versus Cody Wilson.
Oh. I am excited about that match.
I actually really am too.
Yeah, and, you know.
With your in-ring photo op.
Yeah, with during the match, you can come in and actually get him. That's going to be really good.
Blaster's going to get him down in a headlock. And yeah, just, everybody okay, comes everybody in and come take pictures.
I can tell you what's wrong with that statement.
I know.
Blaster's going to get him in a headlock.
We have
Camo Blaster, that is.
Yeah, Camo Blaster.
I can't wait to see new Blaster. He better, you know, Blaster, if you're listening, and I know you are, you better have him because we make you a star.
I don't know if we get service in Piedmont.
Oh, that takes the mystique away from Piedmont.
Oh, the mystique of Blaster. Yeah.
Any mystique that he may have had. Piedmont.
It's got to be different gear every time. You got to look good.
Every time. Like Jeff Odell. Every time Jeff Odell comes to the ring,
switches the shirt.
New mask, new gear.
Brandon Anderson, I don't know if you know him. I think he's from Chaffee. He's been on the he's messaged us before. He wants to know when Jason's going to publicly express his genuine gratitude for Brandon Barbwire being the CCW heavyweight champion and to carry that company on his studly shoulders.
Probably the day after never.
Now does that take place like just north of
Purgatory?
Yeah, exactly. Like just, I mean, like 5 miles away. But yeah, I can't take anything away from Brandon. He is a great wrestler. I mean, not necessarily really impressed with the way he's kept the title, but I mean, he has.
He still got the title.
I mean, he's been the champion.
By hook or by crook.
In breaking news again earlier today, he confirmed with me that he is going to be fully healed by January.
That's great.
He and Jeff O'Dell climbed a mountain in the Himalayas and found a Lazarus pit.
Benny Hing convention, and he's back. He's
paid a couple of dollars and magically got healed.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what depresses me, and I don't want to go full support of Brandon.
Benny Hing depresses you?
Well, it's upsetting to me that Austin Lane puts up a new shelf for his Ghostbusters collection, hurts his leg, and everybody sends him get well cards. Brandon Barbwire is training a gauntlet match.
He was in a gauntlet match.
He's climbing mountains just to be champion, and he gets ridiculed and booed. It just seems unfair. That's all I'll say about it.
The mountains of Missouri.
Yeah. Maybe he shouldn't have put himself in a
jelly?
No, the mountains of Missouri. Yeah.
Yep. Mount Jelly.
Oh, it took me a minute. Now I get it.
And a friend wanted to know the contract status of Blaster. You've confirmed for us that Blaster will keep going.
He will be back.
Happy about that. Very happy about that. Caleb Carter wants to know if there's a possibility. I'm going to read it. If there's a possibility of a secondary heel authority figure to come in and fight the evil Hobbit, Hunter Hendricks, because as we all know, multiple authority figures sell.
Well, right now, I think Jeff O'Dell is doing a pretty good job. I think he's
the Jeff O'Dell Hunter dynamic, I think, is real good.
Yeah. I think if you bring someone else right now, like as that other figure, I think it kind of takes away from Jeff and the Pinnacle, and that's really hard to do because Jeff kind of holds his own.
He's
and,
too good.
Like, yeah,
he's and, too good. He riles that crowd up like no one
so
else.
So he wants a second set of bad guys to feud with bad guys.
I'm willing
and
to bet
I think
this.
He wants
I'm
just
he has
one.
He has
a
one
figure.
Very specific person in mind,
and
to
his
be
name
able to be
Kevin is Caleb Carter. Sorry, we were on the wrong page there. He did have another question, which I actually do like. Are there going to be any new titles introduced? I'm not talking about Brandon Espinoza. I'm talking about new CCW titles. You talked about the tag division. Are we going to have a tag titles to go for that division?
Yes, we will. In this year, we will have tag team titles to feud for. That'll be introduced coming up in the next month or, few or coming up shortly.
It's like it's like a real hustle, a hustle hard.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You never know. And, I don't know if there'll be another singles title. I mean, cause really we don't have a heavyweight. I mean, we have a heavyweight champion, but there's really
anybody
everybody.
Can go for
I mean,
it. Yeah.
look at Hollis. I mean, he's small, but. You know, he could win it. Austin could win it. You know, when Jake was here. Yeah, I mean, Billy. I mean, you've got all shapes and sizes. So it's, anybody's up for it. I think if we brought another one in, it would kind of water down the heavyweight title.
Because I feel like it kind of reminds me of that old school wrestling of there's one title and everybody wants it. Doesn't matter weight, class. Yeah. Everybody's going after the title.
Yeah. And it really does keep things a lot more interesting knowing that anybody could have a stake at the championship at any time as opposed to just, especially like look at WWE or TNA or anywhere with that secondary. Well, whoever, if someone's going for this title, like not, is, oh, well, they don't really have a chance against the world champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody's on the even playing field, which is what I like.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, and actually one of the next questions, a little bit, Are we going to maybe see a women's title ever introduced? Or, barring that, our old friend Barry James Carafa wanted to know, is there any consideration being given to Little Bit as a serious contender for the CCW title after performance in the main event of Knockout? Remember where she pinned Billy Hills.
She did pin Billy. I mean, I...
Is that a possibility?
Anything's a possibility. I mean, she has a... She had a great showing there.
She
I
hit
mean,
me in the head by accident. I don't know if you saw that.
No, oh, you thought it was accident.
got him.
She, yeah, she could. It's so her. I mean, there's really with the women's division. Let me get on that. There's very little women competitors in the state of Missouri that has license, but we are working on getting more and more. You know, I was just talking to a couple ladies, today about getting together, bringing them in, doing more stuff. And if we can get a bigger roster of females to come in all the time, I think we could develop that women's title.
Rosemary from Decay, if you're listening to this, we would love to have you at CCW.
She yes. wouldn't show up.
Paige,
I mean,
you're not doing anything.
I mean, she, yeah. Well, that is true. She did not show up to a show that I went to. So
there you go. And that's what you were going for. But going to the, what was the other question? It was the, a little bit contending for title. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility that she could beat Brandon.
Brandon versus yeah. Little Bit. I would like to see that match.
I mean, it could happen. I mean, a lot of stuff we're kind of, at the next show, we're given the tag team wrestling, and you're getting to see
steel cages.
Steel cages and a mix with, you know, Austin and Little Bit versus Sarah and Billy.
Right.
And a cage. I mean, I think that's going to be great.
I do too. Yeah. I 100% agree. Now, so I don't know if we can talk about this, but just if we can or if there's anything you can say, one of the.
It's 16 feet high.
No, not yet. One of my favorite female competitors that has been in CCW was Diamond Doll.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond Doll, unfortunately, has not been at the last few shows due to health issues. Is there anything we can say about her status just in general, or is she doing better, hopefully?
She is doing a lot better.
Good.
We are, you know, like I told her, I mean, she has to take care of herself first before she even worries about wrestling. She is getting better. We don't know if she'll ever return to wrestling. We hope so, but in the best interest of her, I just hope she, you know, she cares about herself more than getting back in there and wrestling, you know, because a lot of people, they've been cleared or they're fine, but they get in there too soon.
Yeah.
And I would not want to see her go through the same thing she went through right now.
Right.
So yeah, there's a possibility she could be back soon. As the booker, I wouldn't want to put her in there unless I know 110% she's fine.
As a human, you just don't.
Yeah,
right, as you want to see her wrestle.
Yeah, as okay. a friend, I wouldn't want that to happen for her. I want her to be safe. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
For all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Which is odd because Jason usually lacks compassion towards humans. So
yeah, just usually.
I think
he didn't sell me his Xbox.
Barry also wants Farmer Billy Hills to fight a little bit again. I think one on one. I wonder how Billy would feel about that.
Yeah, well,
I inside mean, that steel cage with
Lee,
chairs and
Lee. Aaron Powell wants to know how big will the cage be?
It will have four sides and it will be 16 feet in height.
Actually, I can make the announcement. I just found out this from my sources. It's actually a six-sided cage.
Mm-hmm. But around the four-sided ring. Yeah.
It's the dog kennel from Hell Match.
Yes.
That's a joke, by the way. If anyone's listening, that's not going to happen.
It will not be a dog kennel from Hell Match.
No.
Actually, Brandon answered that. He said 1 million feet tall and 12 miles wide.
Yep.
So big enough for two jellies.
Yeah, enough to put his
ego in. Donald Trump
is
not building this fence.
Jared Davis has a stupid question. Is there any chance we'd ever see Jushin Thunder Liger at CCW? I only say it's stupid because we know JR. We'd all love to see Jushin Thunder Liger at CCW.
I would
know,
not.
As
really?
Whoa. No. I seen the video with him do, I don't know if we can say it on here or not, but the video where they're doing the gimmick with the thumb in the butt, and that kind of made me lose respect for him.
I've never seen that gimmick.
It was.
That sounds like a PWG.
It was PWG.
It sounds like an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, then I'm fine with it. If it was PWG, it's more than okay.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, there is no one that we really can't have unless they're under a WWE contract. And
even you then, know, you got James Ellsworth.
Yeah. And, well, that is true.
That's, that was good.
Yeah.
That came in right under the gun, though.
That was good timing. Before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
I did a great job. But
you'd have really
been. We don't need another injury. Don't throw out your shoulder.
I wish I had another hand. But I'd be like DDP.
You know?
Self high five with DDP. You know, then the background. Okay. But I mean, really. I'm trying to get on here and then I just let stuff out that I'm not supposed to.
No, you're supposed to say everything.
We're going to get so many emails from Ken. Like, come on.
Ken's
going to shut the show down somehow.
I talked to Lee before we even came over and we were just talking about Comic-Con and I was telling him some of the guys I talked to and it was just like, wow. Like,
literally the only guys that we cannot get to come to CCW will be guys that cannot physically work in Missouri.
Right.
Or under a WWE contract.
Do I have permission, boss, to break down another fourth wall?
Yes. I don't know. Wait.
Y'all gonna get like some nonverbal cues because it's audio, right. And then I'll talk over it.
This has to do with the tag team wrestling and why I told you in the car on the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
I will go ahead and say this on record now.
Lee Montgomery.
Right. Jason just kind of perked up there for a second. He's like,
One of the most requested people that we've had that people are wanting to come see here.
Blaster.
No, it's not. Well, besides Blaster, when it comes to tag team wrestling, it's the Hooligans. I personally would love to have the Hooligans here. However, until the Hooligans can become legal to wrestle in Missouri, they will not be in CCW.
Yeah,
I just want to put that out there. Cause I know Jarrett is one of them that's tagged multiple posts about the Hooligans. I personally love Devin and Mason, but until they can become legal to work in Missouri, they will not be coming to CCW.
And that goes for everybody. I mean, Ricochet was willing to go get his blood work and physical just to come here to wrestle. So if he's willing to do it, you know, I think a lot of guys should.
And that was at the AC Brazzi Arena. Which is where you guys will be going back to. And
exactly.
My favorite arena you've been in so far. Yeah. So I'm super pumped.
It really felt like a wrestling.
It did. Arena. It felt big time. And, that show especially was big time. And this show in January, what day is it?
It's January the 28th, Saturday.
Yep. That is a big show right there. That is a big date for a big
Doors
show.
At 6, bells at 7.
Yeah.
Where, and so I know you said tickets are going on sale on Monday. Is that going to be the CapeWrestling.com?
CapeWrestling.com. Yes. It'll go on sale there.
And really buy them fast because I know the Podzilla 1985, actually Pro Wrestling Unscripted, the whole screw, we buy almost an entire
row.
Yeah.
As soon as the thing goes live. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that I've had people ask me, so do you guys get comp for the show? You get tickets for free? We don't. We pay for them and we gladly pay for them because it is something we want to support and it's the best show that you can go to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've had a lot of people recently like,
Jason
hey,
doesn't
what?
Give free tickets for anybody.
You shouldn't.
I really do not. Like, do even my family get free tickets. I mean, it's cause, okay, if you go watch a movie, and what movies are how much to go see during
$10, $30?
Yeah, I mean you can get a second row ticket of our show for that, and you're going to get entertained way more than a movie. Even though Bad Santa I heard was pretty good, right?
Bad Santa 2 was awesome.
I'm gonna have to check that out. But a lot of people ask, Bad Santa 2.
It just came out.
A lot of people ask me why I go to Chaffee or Delta or why I travel to these small towns. A lot of people don't realize we are building a fan base. So we're halfway to Sykeston or Delta or some of these other towns that people can come halfway to Cape.
Dexter.
Now they're going to want to come. What did I say? I said Dexter.
You said Sykeston.
No, you said Sykeston.
Well, there is halfway to Sykeston too. So I mean, whatever. So
there was an inside thing about Dexter.
Oh, okay. Well, you can come in and see it and. Even the people in a small town, now they're going to want to come to Cape.
Right.
Because they realize what kind of value it is. And that's one of the most important things when I put together a show. Yeah, we go through the storylines. We want to make things great, but we want entertainment for the crowd, you know, and want them to come back and feel like they got their money's worth. And I don't think we put on a show yet where people haven't felt like, man, that was awesome. Or man, that was, you know, $12 that I spent and it was well worth it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could go out of one of these shows and think like,
And that was terrible.
Like, oh, I wasted my money. There, even just, like, you'd have to be someone who was just like accidentally stumbled in and just
drunk.
paid by accident. Like, oh, wait, I don't even I don't like wrestling.
And then
to your guys' credit too, like something I want to point out, like every single show, cause like I missed the first one. So I came in on the second one, but I feel like but having been at every show since then, like, I don't feel like you would really be missing anything if you just came to, like, if you just come to the January show, but you haven't been to one yet this year.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it just the same.
You'll be able to follow, like, everything is real easy to, like.
Well, look at, like, Zach Price, who used to be on PW with us. His first show was the one in Chaffee. And he just kind of went because we kept hyping it up to him. Hey, and he loved it. You know, he wanted to go to he couldn't go to this last one, but he wanted to. And he didn't know anything about the wrestlers. He didn't know them. He didn't know what the storylines were. And he still had a great time. The level of interaction that the crowd has with the wrestlers and Jeff O'Dell and Ken and Hunter, it's just amazing. You can't get that anywhere else. You can't get that at a WWE show.
Plus, it's absolutely a credit to everybody who wrestles for you guys in that they are just so good about working with the crowd and presenting who they are as, cause even like Damone, it's the first time we've seen him. But we kind of got a sense of who he is, you know, and what
and
he does.
We got, and he interacted with us.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's been a single wrestler on that show yet that hasn't made the audience feel like they're a part of it.
Yeah.
And that's something you can't get anywhere else.
And I mean, and I try to always stay, when you do a lot of indie shows, there's a lot of guys that book the show that want to get out there and be part of it. You know, like the booker is also the champion.
Like or, WCPW, I mean, where they're all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, where like the YouTube hosts are actively like they're
involved.
Part of the
views. Right.
Yeah.
As for me, as a guy that I've managed in wrestling for 6 years and been out there and managed, you know, Hall of Famers and everything.
Banned from Arkansas.
Yeah, and got banned from Arkansas twice. And
the first one didn't stick.
Yeah, it didn't.
It was
actually just from a town. So I actually got the whole state the second time. But, you know, we've done so much, and I've done so much. The guys that I've met, I've known Del Tucker. I've known Austin Lane for years and years and years. I know what they can do. Sarge O'Reilly is the godfather of my children. So all those guys and the ladies even come in too. I've known them I know what they can do. And, you know, I don't ever try to be cocky or anything, but I love the roster that I was able to put together and that put on for the show. Cause there's not been one guy out there that came in and just, hey, this is whatever. I'm just going to go out there and just work a headlock for 15 minutes and something that's over.
And that kind of going back to that first show with Ricochet.
Yeah.
Like I know Dalton and I both were just kind of like, okay, well, Ricochet's coming to Cape Girardeau. He'll do one like moonsault and that'll be cool to see. But him and Austin just tore it down and we're doing just like.
And there's not been a single wrestler on the roster that, you know, even not guys like Ricochet, but new guys that we've never seen before that
like
hasn't
Phoenix
gotten
and,
over with crowd. Yeah. Like Phoenix versus Cody Wilson, you know, it was quiet at first. They didn't know Phoenix and Cody was unfamiliar. But we got we started it, but we meant it. We got a "This is awesome" chant going halfway through it because they were really putting their heart into it.
Yeah.
Everyone, even Blaster.
Yep.
Blaster, which was a one-off joke at first to us. We were just like, Blaster, that's the best you can come. And then Blaster at the last show, people are going nuts for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's just, it's kind of how you create the atmosphere, because even when, you know, I got back home and my wife's talking to me, it's like, man, you know, the guys from the podcast are awesome. I mean, she was so happy with the "She's Got Your Nose" chant.
That was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, she loved that. And the way that you guys get into it, you guys are awesome. And we love the support that we get from you guys. I mean, that's why when anything comes up, when me and Kim were talking today, and that's why I messaged you about coming on, I was like, we got this. I want to share it on your show.
Right.
You
appreciate it.
Because, I mean, you guys, like, always supportive. We want to give something back to you guys. So, you know, it's turned out to be, I wrote that post Sunday morning. We had no idea we were stepping into.
Yeah.
We didn't know if there was any wrestling fans in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. None. I mean, that first show that was here in last Comic-Con, you know, if people came to see that, I didn't know if I could rebound from that.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that one.
Yeah,
to the first official show.
Yeah, and I didn't know if I could rebound because I was bringing in all new guys, and I had to try to get them to connect with the audience.
Mm.
And when you connect, then that brings them all the time.
Yeah.
And I really feel like we have 150 to 200 core fans.
Absolutely.
No matter where we go.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, the first match we ever had was Brandon Bobwire versus Sarge O'Reilly.
Yep.
And with them two, with their charisma and the way they put out there.
Made a fan of me immediately. Yeah. Me and Allie and Tanner. We were at that first show. And yeah, I said Sarge was the first one I ever connected with. Mm-hmm. And then getting to know Brandon and watching him wrestle and really flourish as a heel champion and doing an amazing job of it. And Jeff Liddell, of course, is just unnaturally talented. It doesn't make any sense how he's that good. Sarge O'Reilly, Farmer Billy Hills, best heel on the show, I think. Just pure. I want to hate that guy. Cause for Brandon, as good as he is as a bad guy, he's that kind of funny heel. Mm-hmm. You know, he's that funny bad guy that you don't want to laugh with him, but you kind of chuckle. Billy is the same way, but when he turns it on, he is so loud and obnoxious and boisterous. It's hard to talk over
him. That guy at Golden Corral that's just in front of you. Won't get out of the way. Yeah, definitely.
Or that guy you're trying to play Turtles with that won't shut up.
Yeah.
Or if you stop sucking at Ninja Turtles, maybe Billy wouldn't be mad at you.
Or that guy that you do anything with that won't shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a guy like that.
Yeah.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I'm there.
Well,
I thought you were going to give me a good idea about Roman Reigns and Triple H.
What would y'all like to see from CCW in the future?
Well, I think the tag division is a great start because that's something we've been talking about for a while.
Well, and I've always liked tag team wrestling.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, clearly you guys are in charge of it. I personally am a sucker for tournaments.
Yeah.
Which I know you guys did for the first CCW championship. I wasn't actually at that. I wasn't able to make that show, but. Just like some kind, especially with just from the talent pool that you guys have, now versus just, when you guys first started.
Yeah.
Like doing kind of like a bigger four, whatever. But that's just, again, I'm, and I like that's why I wish King of the Ring was a bigger deal for WWE. Well,
and you know what I kind of want to do? I just have to figure out the time to do it and the place to do it. I would really like a, kind of a lethal lottery. Type of deal, where you just mix everybody up and pick them up and let them be teams. Billy could tag up with Austin or Brandon could tag up with Hollis. You never
shake
know.
It up a little bit.
Yeah. And just have them pick and do stuff. I always thought that was fun and then do something at the end of the night, to put it all together.
I want to see more Hollis for sure. Mm-hmm. Hollis has become one of our favorites. He's just nice out of the ring and just amazing in the ring. Just can go at it. Allie, you've been quiet because I've had the mic. What would you like to see in CCW more? I'm going to put you on the spot.
No, I don't want
to
be put on the spot.
Okay. She wants to see more Blaster.
Okay. All right. Well,
more items on a pole match.
Okay. Items on a pole.
Can you book Judy Bagwell?
Can I book Judy
Bagwell? Is she alive?
Oh. Don't look it up. It's gonna
She's still alive.
We love the guest stars coming in. We love that Davy Richards is going to be there. We loved Ricochet being there. It was super cool to see him. But I really hope you bring in more newer talent, and develop them because we've already kind of grown an attachment to Cody Wilson and Phoenix even. Mm-hmm. Damone. From the start, as soon as we saw him like that, and that belt he had is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's just, it's a belt, but that was just a cool looking belt.
Well, that was a championship, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
That's his.
Was it Tri?
Yeah, his from,
Is that RSWF?
I think it was RSWF. It's out of Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, he's one of the champions there. So, the cool thing, I have so many connections because, we did TV out of Memphis I was on TV there for about 4, 5, 6 months, they had their TV show there on every Saturday morning. And a lot of the wrestlers from down there, there's so much talent that, if they just get their stuff,
Spellbinder.
No. And, a lot of those guys that have hidden talent that if I brung them here, they would kill. Yeah. I mean, guys that I managed, there's a lot of guys out there. Sin, is one of the guys, named from, the Memphis area, his brother, Suicide, awesome. They're great.
The Hustlers.
The LA Hustlers are awesome. And Derek King.
I think a big part of that too, I want to say, and I know I think you would agree with me on this, is that the fans of CCW really make it work because they, for the most part, every show we've been to, there's quiet sections like there are in every wrestling show, but a lot of the fans, they're loud, they're chanting, they're pulling it in. They're making it even better.
Yeah.
And I think it wouldn't succeed as well if the fans weren't so dedicated to Cape Championship Wrestling. And I love seeing that. That's my favorite part.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can't express how great it is to have that, cause I see shows now that run every week and, I was just talking to Ian about it. There was a show that ran the same time ours did in another state, and they put pictures everywhere, and they had 15, 20 people. I'm like, well, I understand you're proud of your show, but I can do that. And I'm
20
so,
people.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so like happy of, you know, the fans that we have and the support that we have. We just can't beat that. Cause I mean, really, I mean, we put in a lot of work. I mean, I do. Lee shows up every
he stands over at the curtain.
Yeah, he stands over waves the curtains, at me. You know,
I make sure nobody jumps Billy Hill.
Yeah. Sunday morning when I'm picking up chairs from Delta and stacking them back up and sweeping the floor, and I know he's probably sleeping at home. That's I'm true. Not the happiest.
Can confirm.
Yes, I'm not the happiest, but it's worth it in the end. Yeah. You know, all that hard work.
I mean,
work
Ken's
is
not
worth
there
it.
Either, so.
No, he, yeah, no. Nobody is with me. Yeah. But yeah, it's well worth it. And just to have the support from the fans, it's worth all the hard work that we put in.
We started, I mean, not to put it on us for a second, but we started, when I started this, cause this was kind of my baby that I made just because I used to do journalism and I missed doing journalism. So I wanted something.
And nobody helped you put out chairs either?
No, they put out all the chairs.
We carry the tables.
Yeah, they do the hard work.
Did you not see us set up before he showed up?
No.
Yeah. We had all this ready.
We started with 20 listeners per show, you know, and
six of them were the people on the shows.
Yeah. And it was really something we just clawed and fought until we have, you know, hundreds of listeners per day, thousands of listeners per week. And it's something that we fought really hard for. And it is a great feeling when you see it succeed. And that first show I went to of CCW, I did have a small worry because that crowd, it was new. It was introducing it. There was a fear I had of, I hope this succeeds. But ever since then, I've had no doubt. Every show I go to, it's like, this is hot. People love this. I can't wait till the next show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, luckily we're able to keep stuff fresh and do stuff. And that's because, you know, we do bring in new guys, you know, and I'm not against giving guys shots. That's one thing that other companies are like, oh man, you know, you're a new guy or you haven't been wrestling for 3 years, you know, or 4 years. Mm,
you won't
probably
draw.
Not. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to do anything. No, I'm all about putting them in there and letting them do whatever. I mean, that's one thing I remember. I think it was our second or third show, like, Hollis wrestled, CJ.
Yeah.
And, it came to me and they were like, well, how long do you want us to wrestle? You know, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, you guys go out there and do whatever you want.
That's a good match.
I remember that match.
And they were like, are you serious? And they're like, we need to tone it down. We don't want to go out there. I was like, no, you steal the show. You do whatever you guys want to do and put it all out there. And that's it. Cause I'm not going to ever pigeonhole somebody or hold them back from doing everything, because just looking at that match probably made CJ and Hollis that much better.
Yeah.
Going out there and proving what they got. It's got Hollis to the spot where he's at right now because the fans took to him. That's, when he came back that second time and come out there and wrestled Sarge and the reaction he got, because he told me, he's like, man, I don't know if the crowd's going to, you know, really take to me, you know, and I was like, just go out there and, you know, as soon as your music hits, you walk out, I think people like you. And sure enough, it did.
It was a build for Hollis, you know, that first show, very quiet because, you know, especially at Cape Girardeau crowd. Hollis comes out and don't know how to react to him. He comes out and fights Sarge, some cheers. He comes out, fights CJ, big cheers because they had this great match. And now Hollis is bona fide. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the
biggest. And it all started with him being an accident on the show. Like, we just had a guy cancel at the last minute, and I got a hold of a guy. I was like, hey, do you need, you know anybody that I can bring in? He's like, yeah, I got a guy to Kansas City that'll come wrestle. Brought him, and then look at him now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's come a staple of CCW.
I think even Billy said, like, those, like, Phoenix and Cody are relatively new.
Yeah.
Just, you know, being able to see how good they were, just that one match was.
And how the crowd, you could tell from the start of the match, again, quiet, but as the match progresses, crowd gets drawn into it, and then at the end, clapping,
just
standing ovations.
From what they were,
in the ring, just the action.
Doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's great about indie wrestling and indie crowds.
Especially, exactly. Like, 'cause that's such a great mindset to have of you don't want to tell someone, no, you're not allowed to upstage whoever, because it, like, from everything that we can tell from interacting with people, like, there's, you know, mostly it's like so little ego at all.
Yeah,
like everybody wants everybody else to succeed because
mostly
everyone feels like everyone's so proud of.
I know one guy that doesn't want Hunter Hedges to succeed.
Yeah. Well,
cause everybody just feels so proud of what they're doing.
Exactly. And that, here's the thing that, you know, I've heard Chris Jericho talk about it on his podcast and all this, but the way I look at it, and things are so much different where they're at than here.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, but
they're better here.
More fun.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, none of our guys, I don't think, take a night off. When they come out there, they work hard. Mm-hmm. But when they hear this is awesome on the second match of the night was two kids that, you know, have never wrestled here before or really new and had experience, that gets those guys fired up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going to have a better match than that. I'm going to get them to chant more than me. And it just raises the level for everybody. It just, every match is such a build that everybody wants to top everybody in a competitive, you know, fun way.
Yeah.
But they always want to give 110%. And that's something with all our guys are not, they're still young and still have that fire and still fun. I mean, even Sarge, I mean,
you know, Sarge's like, still hungry.
Yeah. Sarge's still, I mean, look at him. He's starving. And, I mean, he loves.
I think you mean he's thirsty.
Yeah. He's thirsty. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he, I mean, he goes out there and he entertains the crowd. Like I said, that first match we ever had, I knew what he could do.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted him to react with the crowd.
He drew me in immediately.
And I knew what he could do, you know, how it worked. So it ended up working perfect and people want to see him, you know. And it's not a bad thing when these guys, you know, take off a month or two because people just want to see them come back.
It builds it up. It's that big return.
Exactly. When Blaster's music hit.
It really did go insane.
Yeah.
And once again, we got to wrap this up. We're actually way over, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
We
always do this.
We own the network.
Right.
I want to say it one more time. January 28th.
Yes.
Back at the AC Braze Arena. Do we have a name for the show yet?
Not yet. It will be coming by Monday, though. I've got to put my thinking cap on. I think I've done a pretty good job on all the rest of
it. I like the name so far. Red Devil's Revenge is probably my favorite.
I like Knockout November. Yeah. There's just something simple about it, but... Yeah.
Best of the best, because I'm a big Austin Lane fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of everybody. That's so hard to pick and choose who I want to win. So I just enjoy the show. I support good wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
January 28th, back at the AC Braze Arena. We'll definitely have you guys on again before then, to give a preview of the show once we got it all booked. And we got Brandon on next week, actually.
Okay.
Mr. Barbed Wire will be in the champion will be in the house.
And we're working on getting Hollis.
We really want, at the show, Hollis yelled out, I want to be on your talk show.
Yeah.
We're like, all right.
Like you're next. Yes.
So we got to get Hollis and I'd love to have Austin on. And Billy again. We just want to have everybody on.
Yeah. Do you have a call-in thing where you can?
No, we're not that sophisticated yet. I think Lee exposed us a
little bit. You just lay your cell phone down. And right.
I've done that before. I've called Tanner before on the show and said, "Hey, Tanner, what's up?"
You're on speakerphone.
And hold the phone right up to the mic.
Yeah.
But I also would like to be a little
classier. Maybe this is like a road trip opportunity to Kansas City.
Do you guys want to go to Kansas City?
I've been.
Never
wow,
been.
You really are like a negative Nancy.
You really is.
Is it the Missouri side or Kansas side? Because that makes a difference.
I think it's the Missouri side.
Yeah, okay.
That's the better side.
Yeah. They have like
Missouri. I'm from Illinois.
MO. 573.
Yeah. 618.
63701.
618.
So, 403. January 28th. We're going to have you guys back on. We'll talk about it more then. Jason, Lee, thank you guys so much for being on the show and talking with us again.
Thank you.
Anytime. You guys have open invitation. For Asa, Dalton, Allie, and myself, of course, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Tanner Thursday. We're going to do that collection show that we did not do last night due to health reasons, is what we'll say. Dalton, you going to be on for that one?
I should be, yeah.
Okay. Asa, can I?
I don't know.
Do you work?
Yeah. Well, I worked that morning, but I don't know what is going on tomorrow night.
Let me
play basketball cards.
Go ahead.
Because I desperately want to have you two on since I robbed you of it yesterday, but we'll talk about it after the show. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night. And Allie, since you didn't get to talk much, take us out.
Bye.
Good enough.